Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Hey, baby, we're gonna be here all day. We're gonna be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to the Way Back, everybody. Ryan Sickler here. Thank you, guys. Thank you for supporting this show. Thank you for watching this. It's so fun to sit back here and go through everybody's childhood and get nostalgic about all the wild stuff we did that I can't believe anyone lives past 16, to be honest. Very excited to have this guest here with us back here today. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Craig Shoemaker. Yeah. Welcome to the Way Back, brother.
This is the perfect show for me.
It is.
You know what I mean? Like, I just love the past.
Well, we're going to dive into it, but before we do, promote everything you'd like, please.
Just go to CraigShoemaker.com, and that's got everything. It's Craig Shoemaker, not Mocker.
A-K-E-R,
Schumacher. Like I'm off the boat from Bavaria. It's just a shoemaker. You make shoes. You don't mock shoes. Right? You don't mock the shoes. Unless they're Crocs, those you can mock. Yeah. You know what the holes are for? So your self-esteem can slip out. But that's what you do. CraigShoemaker.com. And it's got all official Craig Shoemaker on Instagram. Let's get me some followers.
Let's do it.
I need the young followers.
Tell me about this seat here. So this seat's the old school seat facing traffic. I know you grew up in that era.
Remember the Woody Wagon?
Did someone in your family have
this? Yes, who grandpa, grandfather. And they face backwards. Yeah. And you make fun of the people behind you, hoping they give you the finger.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember that? Making
or
faces.
You give it. You give it.
Well, I tried to get it because that was a victory. As soon as they do it, you know, they go, "There you go, kid." They go,
I got three fingers in that.
I think they should bring back the Woody Wagon.
Now that we've done this show, people keep sending me these versions of cars that are tricked out, and they're awesome what they're doing to the Way Back area today. Like, it's ridiculous.
We had a Volkswagen Beetle.
You did?
Do you remember that thing?
Yeah, we had one too, a blue one.
Same here. We had a blue
actually,
one.
Actually, it was red, then it got. This is ridiculous, I'm going to tell you. You might remember this.
Yeah.
Kirsten, I think we talked about this. We looked this up real quick. It was the Yellow Pages Go By the Book, and it was Let the Fingers Do the Walking.
Through the Yellow Pages. There was a little song if you want to really get it right.
So my parents, we had a red Volkswagen Bug from the 70s, and it was rusting out East Coast salt on the highways and everything.
And the heater, you only had scalding and freezing.
Yep,
that's the only two choices you had.
And this thing was Yellow Pages was doing a thing back then. They were ahead of their time before car wrapping and everything.
Before wrapping.
Yellow Pages would take your car and they would paint it blue for free.
Wow.
But you had to put their logo, the little boom. See that guy right there?
You put that on there.
So you put that on your
free paint job.
You had it on each door, your hood, and somewhere on the trunk. And it was a free paint job. And then after 1 year, they would peel it off. And let me tell you something. When they peeled that shit off, it looked like there had been stickers all over. It was terrible. It was worse than getting the paint job.
So you had to put another one over it. Yeah.
It was worse than getting the paint job.
It's very clever. We used to, you know what we did in that? Remember the days where the drive-in movie theaters, you've been to those, right? And they charge by the head. Mm-hmm. My mom, to save money, she stopped 5 miles short of the theater. She goes, get in the trunk. Now, the trunk is in the front. I'm talking them through the radio speaker.
Yeah, up in the front.
For 5 miles. Imagine this going on today. For 5 miles, I'm talking through the speaker. Are we almost there? Shut up. We're approaching. And the guy goes, how many? She goes, there's me, my daughter, instead of the speaker. How about your son in the trunk? She never let me out.
Dude.
The whole movie. I've Darth Vader through the trunk. It was, I was like, we're bumping along and I'm trying to be quiet and everything. But that's how we got into things. Country clubs, same thing. My mom would put me in the trunk of the car.
We used
or that
to do
little
that.
Cubby in the back, too.
We did the racetrack, was called 75 and 80. It was a quarter mile drag strip. And you could take your, like, if you had a Pinto, you could go race it if you wanted. But they charged by the head. So we'd all get out about a mile before in the Bronco, lay under the blankets in the back and just be like, just two of us. And then get out. Before we started recording, you were talking about pool hopping.
Yeah.
And this is one that I love because it seems you would think it would be an easier thing on the West Coast, being that everything here is in ground and get in, get out. But East Coast pool hopping, above ground pools, it's a little work too.
Yeah, but there were always a couple rich people that had the in ground. I could name them to this day, 100 years later. I could tell you who they were. Either that or you get to know the kids.
Yeah.
You might not even like the kid, but you get to know them. Because they got a pool, you know.
We had two good friends. I'm still good friends. Eric Snyder, Shannon Patterson. They were the only friends we knew that had in-ground pools. Everyone else,
no heat back.
No heat back then. Yeah. But what I was saying was, we used Kirsten. Let's look these up. It was called solar covers. These were the white trash way to heat your pool, and it was like a bubble cover, and you laid it over the top, and it would only get about the first 6 to 8 inches nice and warm. When you dove down, it was not warm anymore.
One time we were drunk and we didn't know it was there, and we just dove on that. Yeah. And we got stopped.
That's how people were drowning and dying. Dogs go
almost drowned.
Yeah, you get stuck in that
thing.
Our
pool hopping was late at night. I had a fort, and we would leave the fort late at night.
All right, tell me. Walk me through it.
These adventures.
You had neighborhood kids, like at your age.
I had a gang.
Oh, yeah.
I had my own gang. It's called the Dungeon Gang. I had this place called the Dungeon. It was like a garage away from our house. I don't know how we lived. It's one of those things, you don't know how you live. Mm. You had an extension cords duct taped together, a whole bunch of them. And into my mom's basement. Remember the basements?
Yep.
It always had water through the water and up into the light socket. That's where it was.
That was your power for the dungeon.
That's our power for the dungeon. And you knew the party was on because it had orange curtains. Looked like a pumpkin was lit up. And everybody go, oh, party at Shoemaker's in the Dungeon Gang. And it was like a shrine to beer. We had beer cans in a pyramid. And
how old are you?
How old am I now?
No. Then, when you're doing this.
Oh, high school? Like 13, 14, 15,
oh, it's
16,
middle school,
17.
High school. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was partying very, very early. And my mother would go, she didn't ever want to see what was going on. So she would go outside the door. She's a divorcee, you know, single mom. She would just go, this is a famous quote, Craig, I smell grass. And then she would go, it's too loud in there. And all of a sudden, you know, the record player is going,
record player.
The record player.
Yeah, he got a lot of power running off his fucking shot.
Oh, I got everything going in there. I got strobe lights. Oh, yeah. All the lava lamps, everything. This place is tricked out for the girls who eventually we thought would come.
It was
dudes. The Dungeon Guy was all dudes. Old couches, moldy couches. We would just find somewhere that the throw, you know, you just build this thing. But the shrine to beer was amazing. We had all these cans from everywhere. I had stuff from other countries and everything. We just thought we were so cool. But my mom, when she wanted to stop us, we'd be smoking pot, stone. She would go downstairs ceremoniously and just take the extension cord. And then all of a sudden, the turntable, and we're in the dark. You hear a silence. Shoemaker, your mother's an asshole. With a Philly act, your mother's an asshole.
Mother's an asshole.
So, and then she put it back in. She put it back. Frankenstein's back, and we'd come up with these ideas. When you're stoned, everything's funny. So one time we just rip. You used to rip. Is that what you call it? Ripping on you, like rip on each other.
Oh yeah, just ball busting.
Yeah, ball busting, ripping. We would rip on each other so bad.
That was the best.
It was the best.
That's why I don't understand. It's why also these days I know we sound like old men, but the kids are soft today.
Oh
like,
my god!
If whatever happened to you, we weren't there to console you. We were there to console you in a way where we're all gonna laugh at you and make fun of you and let you know we love you. You're one
that
of us.
That is
bro.
Love. That's
what I'm saying.
The expression of love. Yes. I just talked about that this morning. 100%. I said I love you. If I tease you, if I look for things to tease you on, a nickname is a real affectionate thing. Shorten your last name. That's your last name. You didn't have a good one for that.
No, I did not.
Sick.
Yeah, no. Not good.
Did they call you Sick?
No.
They call me Shoe to this day. Steve Wartenberg's
Wart. I like that, though.
Stagliano Stag. Scott Astor hated it. And Tony Puccini had to move. So, I mean, You just take the last name and you shorten, or you put a Y on the end of it. It's a single.
That's all baseball guys do it. Shoey, you'd be Shoey if you were a ball player.
Yeah, well, I like Shoey. I'm not crazy about Shoey.
I would do it to you, baseball players.
Oh, how about another thing? You bust balls, and we had a guy named Terry Heard. Right, this poor guy. We're sitting around Stone, and somebody comes up with this idea. You know what Heard sounds like when I'm taking a dump and it gets stuck? I go Heard. This poor guy. Literally, it swept the entire school.
Swept the school, bro.
Terry Hurt. Terry Hurt.
That would suck to walk down.
He transferred. We were so cruel. So here's the one thing. This is a true story. This happened. It was the Dungeon Gang. It was some of the founders, like Cerami and the George the Animal Steel with Tommy to Tail. Anyway, we said, we're sitting around, we're ripping on each other. We said, look, we always rip on each other. Let's go knock on people's doors and rip on them. And then George goes, while we're nude.
Nuh-uh, dude.
Swear to you.
So hold on. I just be real clear. We're not doorbell ditching. We're going to knock.
Wait for them. Make fun of them. Wait till they answer. Make fun of them. Do our ripping. And then now add it while we're nude. And we all went, good idea. And did it. Bridal Lane would pull up. Cerami's the getaway car. Me, George, and Tommy get out. We've got a script plan.
What time of day is this?
It's at night, you know, like 9 at night. Yeah. No, a little earlier, maybe. Yeah, like 8, 9 at night. And it's nighttime. Bridal Lane, real rich neighborhood. Knock on the door. And we all were completely naked. Cerami's the getaway car, has our clothes in there fully. So all of a sudden she opens the door. She goes, and George, and we freeze. Who has the first line? Who's got the first line? So I do the penis helicopter. Hey, lady, penis helicopter. You know, I'm thinking that'll get her. And then George just goes, get the coffin ready, you old bag.
What the fuck?
I swear to God. He goes, you old bag. And then Tommy goes, yeah, nest, bird's nest, head. You know, so we start ripping on her. And we're nude.
Get the coffin ready, you old bag.
Meanwhile, she was probably 34. Right?
Yeah.
So anyway, so we tear off, right? Cerami takes off in the car. So now we're down the street, Bridal Lane, like Chariots of Fire.
Running naked.
And we had this thing also that we came up with, Stone. We thought we were going to catch this one on, you know, like a catchphrase, like, what's up? We came up with, that was our thing.
That's what you thought would catch.
How did that not sweep the nation? I hope it does now. Now that I'm on here, it's going to catch fire. So anyway, oh my God. You are a genius. She's looking up Bridal Lane.
Hell yeah, it is.
Girl.
Well done.
Oh my
Kirsten.
God. Well done. That is Bridal Lane
She's
in Orlando.
She's the best.
So it's one of the.
This is where your dicks are out running here.
So now we're running along the street.
And you're hee-heeing for fucking.
We're going hee-hee. But now Cerami's the only one doing hee-hee. And we're going, pull over. He pulls over somehow. I get in the back seat. George jumps on the hood of the car. He thinks it's funny until Cerami speeds up to 55. He's now driving through the Orland courts with people playing basketball. Mm-mm. And he's looking in the windshield. He goes, let me in. His glasses are crooked. Please let me in. My mother will kill me. And then he says, I'll never forget this line as long as I live. He goes, we're going to get caught. I won't get the Naval Academy. He's thinking a higher education dude on the hood of a car. Then he grabs the wiper. He goes, oh, rip it off. And Srabby turns it on. It's tossing around. You fucking let me in. So anyway, he goes through the courts. He's honking. George is spread eagled on the hood. Everyone's laughing except for George. It's not funny to him. Finally, we go back and Tommy's still on Bridal Lane waiting for us, like the Thinker. Remember Rodin's the Thinker, nude on a curb, and a guy's just standing behind him, just shaking his head. What are these idiots doing? But that's we did all sorts of the Dungeon Gang. We did all sorts of stuff.
We started talking about pool hop, and we diverted, which is fine.
How are we doing with pools these days?
You would leave out a fort, and you go pool hopping at night. Did you ever get caught?
You want to go find my fort?
Yeah, let's do it.
15 Highland Avenue, right, very close by. It was a fort in the back. Well, if you can find that, oh, this would be awesome.
Back to school season often brings a wave of busyness, leaving little room to plan nutritious meals. Instead of settling for fast food, try Tempo. It's the convenient solution for quick, fresh, and mindful meals. With over 20 options updated weekly, Tempo ensures you're fueled and focused, all in less time than it takes to find your kid's backpack. Tempo's perfectly portioned lunches and dinners take the guesswork out of eating well. They're fully prepared and they can be heated in the microwave in just 2 minutes. Tempo offers a variety of meals for different dietary and taste preferences, including protein-packed, calorie-conscious, carb-conscious, and fiber-rich. I went with the protein-packed. I've been on a health kick lately. I'm down 25 pounds, so I went in on the site. I personally chose the garlic chicken with the cheesy broccoli. I got the barbecue chicken and roasted squash. I got the salsa verde chicken with sweet potatoes, the chipotle ranch chicken. I like that spicy shrimp arrabbiata. Next time I was going through the menu, I'm going to get those Japanese barbecue turkey meatballs and the red pepper chicken breast. For a limited time, Tempo is offering my listeners 60% off your first box. Go to tempomeals.com/wayback. That's tempomeals.com/wayback for 60% off your first box. Tempomeals.com/wayback. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I bet I know it's still there. There you go. Let's see if we can find the dungeon.
There we go.
There it is.
Where?
There it is. It's in the back. Go to the back. Go to the back. Down the driveway. Oh my God. This is hilarious. There it is. There's a dungeon. There's a dungeon. If they only knew how much history was in it, that should be a historical building. You
is
know,
that
bro?
As old as Wingo 2012. Yeah, there you go.
You know how you can do historical buildings? They should make this a historical building. The stuff that went on there, we would go on stealing runs, you know, like 2 a.m. I remember one time we would just steal for the sake of stealing.
Yeah.
We found all this paint thinner and we just stole the paint thinner, right? we don't need any paint thinner. I made Molotov cocktails out of it. We're very clever. MacGyver. You know, and so anyway, then we invite these girls over and she goes, she looks, she goes, my dad sells that paint thinner. We robbed her house. We robbed her dad's place. And we had to cover. She goes, nobody else has that paint thinner. I go, oh no, it's another kind of paint thinner because I'm in the handyman business. I made up some story. But yeah, that's where. Oh,
so
my.
You'd leave out of here and you'd go pool hop and everything else.
Pool
in this
hop into the Flower Town Country Club is nearby. We went Let's there. We went to Flower Town Swim Club is nearby. That's, I don't want to tell you what we did in that pool. You know, we just did things that you were not supposed to be doing. Then they had, it's definitely not there. Sika's Golf Course. It was a miniature golf. Remember miniature golf when you were a kid? So we break in there like real wee hours of the morning. And we're like looking for lights and we turn on a light. The whole place lights up.
Oh, that's the one.
A dinosaur mouth. The alligator. So we didn't get busted on it. I did get busted quite a few times.
Arrested or just busted and chased away?
No, I a lot of times I got away with it. The time I broke into this mansion, there was a mansion that's not there anymore either. It was the biggest, second biggest mansion in the country called Stotesbury. Oh yeah,
can
it was
we
unbelievable.
Look this up here. Cursing?
Look up Stotesbury, White Marsh Hall. Actually, it's been gone for a very long time. But this place is amazing. It had all these trap doors and tunnels, and I would give hippies tours in there. Look at that place.
Oh.
And I knew we're all, oh, look at that.
Whoa, this is the whole grounds of it?
Oh, that's not the whole grounds. The whole grounds are all of Winmore, Pennsylvania. And I knew every nook and cranny. For 50 cents, I give you a tour.
50 cents?
Yeah. I tell the hippies, money. I go, follow me. I knew everywhere to go.
This fucking looks like a mini Versailles, for Christ's sake.
A mini Versailles. It's funny you say that's modeled after Versailles. Literally, there's some dude.
A lot of people don't know, but your boy's cultured over here.
This boy is cultured. That he came up Versailles, and he didn't say Versailles. That's the real miracle, right there.
Yeah.
A Baltimore guy.
I'll give you a foyer.
Versailles.
I'll say foyer. I'll say radiator. And I'll say tournament.
You see this? You see that place? So one time I'm in there, and a cop came in. He sends the dog in first, and my buddy froze. We're giving a tour to a hippie. I ran. Another time I ended up in the attic for literally hours. And it was one of those things. When you were a kid, was like, everything was about don't be a Mo. Did you have Mo? Like, that's short for homo?
Yeah. Our friend's dad would say that more. Like, you know.
I had to finally say to him, I was so freezing. I whispered to him, look, I'm not a Mo, but you got to hug me, man. I'm freezing. This is no Mo. No Mo zone. Okay.
Just hug me.
And we hugged each other for hours while these cops searched for us with pigeons up and
pigeons.
Up. Oh, there were pigeons. Look, that's all that ended
Tell
up
me,
in there.
Craig, was it a hospital and a museum? What the fuck was this?
It was a beautiful mansion at the turn of the other century, right? And it would have all, and then Then it ended up to be, it was purchased by.
Is it by the state?
A chemical company called Penwalt.
What?
So we walk in the ballroom. Here's this beautiful ballroom with Bunsen burners.
What?
So that was all crashed. And you find all, there's the wreckage.
How did they just let that?
Do you imagine going through that though? God. Giving tours when you're a kid. And there were ghosts and everything. Yeah. The ghost of Mrs. Stotesbury. Oh, this was insane. Man. What a childhood this was. What an experience. And the thing is, they destroyed the place. The rumor got out that they had copper. So the copper was just torn up.
That's
the copper roof.
All crackheads.
All the crackheads. All the brass was taken off. They had vaults, bowling alley.
Are you running into people? Like, I feel like it's a popular, like, well, you know what I'm saying?
Only
you
the people who were brave enough.
At night,
oh, it was scary. Like, no night. No night.
No?
I was the only idiot that went at night.
Okay.
No, nighttime. It was already dark because there's no lights in there. There was like this emergency light that was on.
You see any other pictures in there, Kirsten?
Oh, it's insane. It was, and then all the heads were taken off. See all these statues? All the heads were chopped off.
Doesn't it blow you away that they just walked away from this place?
Unbelievable.
At some point, some people just were like, all right, we're out of here. And they left it like that.
And how about then when the chemical company comes in, they would ruin it like that. And then they just let it go for years. Now they leveled it. There's still statues that are headless. For some reason, people thought the heads were valuable. But see the gate. Gates are still there. There, that's in Winmore right there. That's miles away from their main property.
What does that say? Go back up. Sorry, Kirsten. What's it say? Yeah. Built in the U.S. What is that? 89. Oh, it's an 89.
Third largest private home ever built in the U.S. Yeah, Vanderbilt was first. I thought it was second.
Wow.
But I love that place. That was a real part of my childhood. Oh, there's Widener Road. They have statues that are still there. We used it as a wiffle ball place, of course, and made a. If you go back,
there's some guy in it rolling in his grave. Yeah, like that's
this guy puts up his
Louis
Versailles,
the 20th.
And we go, here's the target where you throw the ball, the tennis ball. Yeah. So we would, we used it for that, and it's just
awesome.
Yeah,
dude.
It really was a great part of my childhood. But I started in the city. Where we lived in row homes. Remember row homes?
Oh, yeah.
And row homes were great because we would build our own tunnels. We would build a tunnel. Like, I built a tunnel to Carl Radziwich's house.
How? How you doing
I
that?
Busted through the wall.
No,
I
was like, literally?
Oh, I was like Shawshank Redemption in 1960s.
Andy Dufresne left Shawshank Prison. All they found was a set of mother prison clothes, bar soap, and an old rock hammer, and it had worn down to the nub. I was Andy Dufresne. I chopped my way, and Mrs. Radziwich, I covered it with an Elvis poster, and Mrs. Radziwich, she discovered it, and she cemented the whole thing up.
Mm-mm.
She cemented the whole thing because I was bad news. I was a child of a divorcee.
Yeah.
And, they don't like that. The mothers who were married, they do not like that with my mom. You know, anyway, so they cut that off. But all the places I ever lived always had another house attached to it.
Wait, you remind me of this now. Kirsten, will you look up Mount Wilson Hospital, Baltimore, tuberculosis?
I can't believe that didn't catch on.
I love that you're the only one alive that ever said, I can't believe it didn't catch on. How did that not catch on? One time we did it at...
there it is, Medicine in Maryland, this thing. Okay, so...
What's this hospital?
This was a hospital at the time when it finally closed. It was for tuberculosis, and then tuberculosis cured, and they did the same thing. It's like we used to go sneak into this untouched abandoned hospital. We used to go sneak in this at night all the time and take tours of this. Yeah, see, I don't know what a sanatorium is. But tuberculosis,
really?
Was that a crazy house? What is a sanatorium?
Oh, my God. My
You don't fucking know.
It's a true story. I have relatives.
What?
My father.
I never know when to believe a comic. I'm listening, though.
You know to believe me. Every word that comes out of my mouth, bro, is unfortunately a true story. My father, his father ended up in one. And my father's only memory of his father is waving to him through the window.
Really?
Yeah, he waved to him, and that's his only memory. He told me about that when he was.
Look at this. This is
us. Sanatorium, yeah.
This is us at night. We'd sneak into this place at night.
No way. That's so scary.
And you would shine a flashlight. So you'd walk in at night. There's about six or seven of us. You'd shine a flashlight down the hallway. And I'm not bullshitting you because everyone's been in there. There's a fucking wheelchair. And what's it called? The devil star that was a pentagram.
Right.
And you're like, oh my God. And then we go in. My friend's dad went with us one time. He was like, we used to do this. And he came out with toe tags. Like, I'm telling you, it was like someone, look at this place. It was like somebody walked in on Thursday.
It's
and
like
went,
it's a disease.
Hey, toe tags. They cured it.
And everybody just fucking walked out. That was it. Like Thursday at 2:30, like they cured it, everybody, and everybody just went, we're gone.
That's
and
when they put, left they put scissors. People, they put people with TB in these places.
Yeah, this was a tuberculosis.
But, it was also insanity.
See, I didn't know that part.
No, it was part of like they had straitjackets
and
stuff.
Yeah, I didn't know that part. Absolutely. We never came across that.
It's One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Yeah. That's where they were. You ever watch that movie?
Oh, yeah, I love it. This is...
Way to go, Chief.
Now, see, that's daytime. But we would go into shit at night with flashlights and
absolutely
terrify ourselves.
Now, here's another one. Can you imagine our kids doing that?
No, hell no.
Ever doing anything like that? Mm-hmm. I've talked to my son about this stuff. Even fights. He sees no fights, no nicknames. Oh, here's another one. I said just the other day in a conversation, I go, do you have water fountains? Remember water fountains?
Yeah, of course. Halsey Taylor, bro.
Yeah, but the water fountains were like, that was like a traumatic place to go. But if you were thirsty, that's all you had.
That's all you had.
They would jam your head in there. They would put gum so it would squirt up. I mean, there was no way. You can never have a good drink of water.
No, you were getting fucked with.
You were going to get. Yeah, you were getting
fucked with.
My son said, no, he goes, just walk up and I drink the water. I said, what?
Yeah.
They have no difficulties.
Look up Halsey Taylor, H-A-L-S-E-Y Taylor water fountain. These are the Harley Davidson water fountains right here, bro.
The Harley Davidson
water fountains. I'm telling you.
I had no idea.
My friend and I from middle school have laughed. They're like, they must have a contract with this company.
Oh, that's a good water fountain there. That was too good for our school.
Not that ceramic bullshit.
Look at that one.
They had a Halsey Taylor right here.
They always put gum in there so that it squirted. There was no shot that thing was ever going to be. No, the worst. Oh, there's a bad Halsey Taylor.
Look at one from the 80s, Carson.
That one's not good. The one.
Put 1980.
That one that's all metal. That's not a good one. The tin ones were the more advanced.
There we go. This brown one over. This brown tall and the green one to the left of that.
Oh,
there
you had to have that. Well, my head was smashed into that about 19 times. Oh, yeah. They just smash your head into it. Who were your bullies? Do you got any bullies? Like, who's on your list?
Honestly,
you
know, we didn't.
Were you tough or something?
We played sports. I also had a twin brother, so there's two of us. So if anybody fucks, we're coming. But we were wrestling, soccer, lacrosse, baseball, basketball.
Oh, I had all girls. When are we going to say, my sister's going to come in and do a torchette on you? Sort of ballet outfit? No, I mean, yeah, I was beaten as a kid, that's a whole other episode.
That is.
I was a wedgie waiting to happen. Remember wedgies? Did you have wedgies?
Bro,
they hung me from
wedgies.
A locker.
You, in school,
buy
you
my
got
underwear. Like, they look, it's my art project.
Did you grow
wind
up late?
Chimes, bang your legs together, shoemaker. I'm up there. Oh, my God. Where did you find that? That is me.
Yeah, we know, bro.
How? Oh, great that's job, evil Carson. That you would put that up there. I have a story behind this picture.
What
this
grade
not,
is it?
This
was
not a, good, not a good year. Eighth grade.
Eighth.
And I'm putting my eyebrows up because I thought I had Asian eyes. So look, I'm putting my eyebrows up like I'm surprised. Hey, for the
photo.
That's
not your regular look there? That's
no.
That's a surprise.
But I'm trying to be happy. That was a bad year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to another school, just the rival school for 1 year. Then went back to the other school for ninth grade. And it's a whole story. But that was my worst year because I was in a new neighborhood. And there was no hee-hee going on yet. But then I found my gang, Misfits, bunch of Misfits. And that was the Dungeon Gang. You know what we did with the hee-hee?
What?
You know, you ever hear of Veterans Stadium? Look that one up. This horrible place that Philadelphia Phillies played.
Yeah,
we said Channel 17.
Literal AstroTurf.
Which you literally would be, that's where concussions came. That's
indoor,
old, that's
outdoor
that's
carpet
OG.
That we had on our patio.
On cement. There it is. And we thought this
that
was state of the
bounce.
Art. We thought it was state of the art. Everything was a ground rule double, a little pop up over the fence. So we said, here, I have a great idea. Of course, we're stone. Let's sneak into the booth where they broadcast with Richie Ashburn, the old player, and Harry Callis, that great voice. If we sneak in and go, hee-hee, everybody will be doing it. So we get there. We sneak it. We climb fences. And we get there. It says Channel 17 broadcast booth. I had my hand on the door. All of a sudden, boom, boom, all these security guards come and get us. We run away. Cerami decides to fight them. Oh, they were coming out of closets.
Oh, they want that smoke.
Oh, they were so happy to have this little like white kid from the suburbs. Yeah. Oh, they went off. Oh, there's Cerami. Oh, you're a genius. I want you to. You're a genius. There's Cerami. Look at the glasses. Look at Cerami's glasses. And that's me next to. Oh my God, this is sick.
What is sport? Is this?
That's
this
football. That's the football. Which I that's. Oh, let me. I gotta tell you that story. Oh, so anyway, they beat the hell out of.
Yeah, because you have a jail cell in this stadium.
Yes, well, I'll tell you. So they beat him up. He's a bloody pulp. And then I think they realized they beat him up so bad they could be sued. And we went to the court. They bring you to court. And he's bloodied. And they said, come on up here.
This in the stadium?
The stadium.
They have a court in there, too?
They have a court.
Oh, I thought they just had a cell.
No, a judge. You go to the judge, and the judge goes, come here. He gives us tickets. We got rewarded because they knew we were going
to
sue.
Oh, tickets to the game. I thought you meant a fine.
No, look up there at the top of the stadium. There's two benches at the top. That's where we got the tickets. The blimp was scraping our head. That's how high up we were. Literally the highest seat you can. And we were up there victorious going, like we got over on the man. Poor Cerami, he's bloodied, broken nose. But he got us four tickets to that damn game at the top of the stadium.
That's
but you're talking about football. So I was really tiny growing up. I was 5'1", 92 pounds in high school. And then I went out for the football team because you're going to be famous.
When do you hit your growth?
I know I'm
6'2
now.
Yeah, bro.
Well, during school, I grew 7 inches in one summer.
In high school? One summer. Holy
one
shit.
Junior year. I still have look at my knobby knees. Osgood Schlatter's disease is called.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. It was like I was the Hulk. I was like watch myself. What the hell's going on here? My voice is cracking. I got pubic hair all of a sudden, which you wanted back then.
Yeah, you definitely.
None of this manscaping.
That. No.
That was a sign of man. Yeah, I mean, the gym showers, everything's like,
you'd be made fun of if
they got like Duck Dynasty meets ZZ Top. Lathering up the Armenian fro. I'm in there scooting through. I have a panel and a wall switch trying to get through the showers without being humiliated. It was awful. So this one day, and we had a really good team, Springfield Spartans. We're beating Lower Murray in 37-0.
That's where Kobe went.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're killing them. It's time to put the replacements in, right? And Mr. Patton, our coach, goes, I need a cougar. Where's a cougar? Now, all my goal in my life was just get into a game, get my uniform dirty, to bring it home to my mom. She'd be proud. And everybody would know my name. Those are my goals. But no one knew me, including him. He goes, I need a cougar. That's a defensive back. And for some reason, I said, today's my day. I go, I'm a cougar. He grabs me by the helmet. He goes, what's your name, son? I go, Shoemaker.
What's
your cougar.
Name? You're on the team.
I don't even know my name. I said, Shoemaker, and I'm a cougar. I growled. He goes, get in this next play for Chaz Shute. And the only one who knew me was Stein. He's really heavy. You can look up Rob Steinberg. He's really fat, and I'm skinny. Look like the number 10 standing next to each other. And he goes, you can't go in there. What's Schlepper Water Boys? I'm going in, Stein. I'm going to intercept the ball. Everybody's going to know my name. I'll get my uniform dirty for real. Then they announce my name. I go into the game over the loudspeaker. I'll never forget. It was so surreal. Now I enter the game. Craig Shoemaker? He said like a question. Like he's on Jeopardy.
At least he didn't call. I was worried he's calling you Shoemaker.
Shoemaker. That was worse because literally. Shoemaker. What do you say? Shoemaker? Like, well, I'm not even seeing him on the roster. I'm not even on I'm a manager. And I get into this game. My pads are gigantic. They're all the way up to here. My shoulders are here. I look like a crucifix, like the mission. I'm going to the field, right? My little league coach is in the huddle. He did know who I was. I go, Herbie, what do I do? He goes, cover the split end. Don't let him pass this. This is our first shutout in 10 years. I got it. And I went right up on this guy. I gave him 2 inches of cushion. Meanwhile, he's like 6'7", black. He literally shrugged his shoulders. You got to be kidding me. I'm up there like Rudy. I made Rudy look like tall. I'm like, come on. I'm going to intercept this ball. But he's biting like a flash. It's slow motion. I'm trying to catch him. I'm literally looking out of the ear hole of my helmet. I'm looking. His ball
gone.
Goes over my head. It was slow motion. He catches the ball. I nicked his ankle as he galloped off to a 62-yard touchdown. That was the end of the shutout, but I got my wish, bro. I got
dirty.
My uniform dirty, and everybody knew my name.
Sure
everybody, they played it back and forth and back and forth. They played the video slow motion, fast motion, and they literally knew my name. They put... There were strings on the team, like the nail. There were nails on the board, and they put a little pin up there. They called it the golden nail. There was like some. There was just an empty nail, but I was always at the bottom nail, even when I was a senior. I was the bottom nail. I said, "Come on, Mr. Patton, put me up a nail."
What's the worst trouble you ever got in growing up, school or mom or whatever? What do you remember? Like really,
many of them. Well, I mean, one time I was a shoplifter. I was a delinquent. I got arrested when I was 13. The cop says, how would you like to end up with one of these guys on a poster? I'm going, at least he's wanted. By the way, I'm serious.
I also know you are.
I did think the guy's wanted. Look at that. He's got his phone.
Everybody
I don't have my phone everywhere. So I got arrested for shoplifting. And the reason I got arrested was we saw the cop, and like an idiot, I go to high speed. Meanwhile, I have like a 65 Bel Air. You remember those big?
Is that what you had?
Well, I had a lot of cars. A lot of cars. I had an ambulance, 66 Cadillac what? Ambulance. Oh, I had every kind of big jalopy.
That's you the Ghostbuster ride, isn't
That's
it?
That's exactly yeah. right. I had a 66 Cadillac ambulance. But I had an old Bel Air, and I'm just tooling through the streets, and the cops chasing me. And I literally pulled in. They were playing wiffle ball in the street, and I pulled into their driveway and joined the wiffle ball game, thinking I'd beat the cops. Cops stopped. Takes me, my friends, they let him go. Me, I was the ringleader and the driver. We were chucking out albums that we stole out
just
of the
get
car.
Rid of evidence.
So we, actually, one of the charges was littering. we're trying to get rid. So he says, my mom was away in Europe. You know, she's the one who raised me. And he goes, who are you staying with? I said, my grandmother. And he goes, hello, Mrs. Loney. This is Officer Wood from the Springfield Police. And I had done so many phony phone calls. She goes, cut it out, Craig. Click. And the guy goes, the cop goes, she hung up on me. I go, try again. She's used to be playing pranks. He calls her again. Look, what are you? I'm making a, she used to call it a nice clean meal. I'm making a nice clean meal here.
nice clean meal.
He's the same. It was like scrubbed down. So anyway, she's making a nice clean meal. She hangs up again. Finally, she goes, if you're pulling my leg, that was her famous line, pulling my leg. And then she came and got me. And there I was in the jail. But, oh, my God, you're amazing.
Damn, Kirsten.
That's me with my great-grandmother on my father's side, which is really rare.
What's her name?
Graham Ferrat was her name. Graham Ferrat. That was my father's grandmother. I hardly knew that side of the family because he went off.
Well,
I told you before.
You're probably 10, 12
Yeah, about
there.
10 there.
Man,
yeah.
You're lucky to be that old and still have her around, though.
Well, she wasn't a big influence.
I hear you
on
that.
I got my five bucks a year. They're always good for a number.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, she's good for five. The other grandmother's good for a 10 spot.
Aunt Helen's hit me with the 20s on my head.
It's amazing. We still know the number. We still know the number that they would give us. And I still remember their signatures. Oh, speaking of that, my dad, I still have the card. I found this card recently from my dad. It says, to a great son, best son a dad could have. It says, love dad, right? And I found it. There's my dad. I bought the card for myself and forged his name with a backwards D. Because I knew he would never send me a card. I swear I'll bring it the
that
next
guy
time.
Right
I will
there
bring
would
it
never
the next
send
time.
You a card.
He would never send me a card. And the other thing, he brought me a car for my 16th birthday. Did I tell you this last
time? No.
He brought me a car for my 16th birthday. He signs the title over. I'm so proud. I'm calling all my friends. Bro, man, I got a car. I'm driving up and down the driveway.
What is it?
It's old Pontiac, 69 Pontiac. I'm driving up and down. Signs the title over. And he drove away. I never saw the car again.
What?
Sort of guy. My friends would go, do you have a car? I go, yeah, I do. Here's the title. I never saw the car again.
He gave you the title.
He gave me
the car.
He took the car. He didn't have a ride home. There was no Uber back then. My Uber was a cop. So
he gave you a stolen car.
He gave me a car for just to drive in the driveway for my 16th birthday because he didn't bring a gift. He never brought a gift. Shit. But that was his gift to
Here,
me.
Here, take this.
I held the title for years. I tell my friends, I go, you don't have a car. I go, I got a car. Drive that to the mall.
You should have reported it stolen, bro. Let's see what happens.
He stole my car.
He stole your car.
Then
dude.
I took my other jalopy up there and he trades me. He gives me a 66 Cadillac ambulance. That's where you got this orange thing.
Okay.
Blakely Borough. He traded me for a good car. I had to stop every 100 miles on the dime to fill it with oil. Not a little bit of oil. Fill the entire crankshaft, whatever it's called, with oil. And it had no floorboards. So it would rain up like Fred Flintstone.
Splash up. We would have had that too.
But the good news on it was, if anybody was in front of me on the turnpike, I just go,
get out of the way.
Everybody got out of the way. Yeah. I had the lights and everything. Had little fans in the back for the pot.
Really?
Yeah, little fans. Yeah, a little storage area. It was great.
That
was my party mode. That was the moving dungeon. So I had a moving dungeon gang. Absolutely. Man, you're taking me way back.
Yeah,
here.
Dude.
My God, this is great.
This is
ridiculous.
This is great.
Through my whole damn childhood.
You got any other houses
I'm
you remember?
I'm a little afraid of you, by the way.
For real.
I'm a little afraid of you. This is this is way too much is being revealed up here. It's got photos that I didn't know existed.
What about any old houses, any old addresses we could look up other than what you showed us? Where the
26 Hawes Lane.
Let's look at this.
I was there, Hawes Lane in Erdenheim, PA. And that one was, we always rented, by the way. My mom never owned a home.
Is that right?
Until, oh, there it is. No, that's across the street. Oh, that's, see, if, hold on for a second. My mom used to make me eat lima beans. What I would do is I would put them in a napkin and I would throw them right there at Mrs. Fuchter's lawn.
This little wood fence lawn
here. I think she made a little crop of lima beans by the end. I threw so many lima beans up there. There was no way I was eating. The dog wouldn't even eat them. I tried to feed them to the dog. My mom would catch me. She would double the lima beans. If she'd go, here you go. Here's double now for trying that trick. She saw the dog going, nyak, nyak, nyak. You know, she did not want the lima beans. But in the back, they had like a plumbing thing in the back, like a plumber operated out of there with a greenhouse. This is on the 26 Hawes Lane. And then there was woods were in the back. I don't know if the woods are still there. Remember the woods when you were a kid?
Bro.
You always had woods. This is when we moved from the city, went to the suburbs. This is where we lived. But
what
they had woods
in
the back.
Woods?
And I just passed it the other day. I went back to Philly, and it was called Dosher's Woods. It was a guy with one tooth, and he had a shotgun with salt pellets.
Yeah, salt, yeah.
And he would shoot us with salt pellets. And by the way, it could have been an urban myth, because everyone would claim they were shot.
Yeah, I never got shot.
I never got
shot.
That's
what we always heard, too. Buckshot.
Same
salt,
here. Buckshot.
Rock salt, they would tell us.
Rock salt.
Rock salt.
I can't believe you had it, too.
It would get your skin and burn and shit, but it wouldn't kill you. And we're like, that's
so you think it's a myth? You think it's an urban myth?
Hell yeah. You shoot a shotgun at a kid with anything in it.
With anything.
Yeah,
exactly. A kid's going to, yeah.
But you are trespassing, so you know what? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. We built a fort. Of course, we built a tree fort there in Dosher's Woods.
You have a rope swing?
Rope swing.
Had to do it too.
And then I invited people over. My big thing was I hated being poor, so I get to know rich kids. And the rich kids were up near Stotesbury, right? They're up the hill. Now, we were down below there, and I had a little tiny above ground pool. You know, it was like 6-inch jobs, mm-hmm. right? And they go, do you remember cherry bombs when you were a kid?
Oh, bro. Look them up, Kirsten.
Cherry bombs.
Beautiful cherry bombs.
So
yeah,
now,
they were the best.
This is the ruse that I pulled on these two kids, right? Flip Schwartz and Craig Seltzer, right? There you go. They were explosives,
yeah,
right?
These motherfuckers, right?
So
here.
Those and M80s.
That was my
right,
whole childhood,
right.
bro.
Right.
That's all I heard. Quarter stick of dynamite.
Quarter stick of dynamite, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I chucked one in a pizza parlor. That guy had
what?
Pizza all. Oh, yeah. I chucked it in the pizza parlor mid flight on the
that's
pizza.
Terrorism.
Oh, that was terrorism. That's the least I did. I didn't like the guy. I got worse than that. Cerami goes, I don't like Mr. Pizza. He says, and we worked at the Flower Town Country Club. I hate that guy. And we worked at Flower Town Country Club. And I don't know how he comes up with it. He goes, I'm going to throw a pie in his face. So he walks in with a cherry pie. And we're all like the Three Stooges, me, Tommy, and George. We're like at the picture window looking at him. He's not going to do this. He just walks up and the guy, he goes, what do I do with this pie? He goes, throw it right there in the trash can. He goes, where? He goes, I said right there. He goes,
guys, you motherfucker! Cherries all over his
Mr. Pizza
his
Pie's got a cherry pie on cherry his face.
Here's
bro.
A pie for you. And he runs, he goes, see you guys later. And he goes off into the fog. We didn't see him for a day.
And it's Steiny, even worse than that, Steiny, remember those cubicles when you were a kid, those cubicles in the library?
Mm-hmm.
So Steiny goes, I don't know about you, but none of us like taking a dump at school, right?
No, God,
nobody
no.
likes.
No.
So Steiny really took it far. He was a real heavy kid. He had the first breasts I ever felt. He was the second biggest at Betsy Kirshner in eighth grade. What else am I going to get? Over the shirt.
Yeah.
He's got a nice rack. So he leans and he goes, yo, Craigie, I gotta take a piss. I'm not going to that bathroom with a rough dude putting cigarettes out of my titties. So he goes, and he takes his penis out in the library on a carpeted floor.
No.
And he's on his knees peeing.
In that little cubicle thing?
Next to the cubicle. That's and Wendy Cohn was our valedictorian. She looks like this. She goes, like shocked. And he goes, and he's mad at her. He goes, what the fuck are you looking at? Five eyes? I'm trying to take a piss. Everybody say you take a piss? He calls her Five Eyes. And she's got the problem because she goes, anyway. I literally gave tours of this. It was the wrong person for this to happen. I go, come on, I'm telling you. I gave the spot tours. And by the end of the day, he goes, I'm a celeb. I'm a celeb.
I'm a celeb.
Everybody had a tour of it. So I invited Craig Seltzer and Flip Schwartz over. And I had to have a bribe because the rich people all had something. I didn't have anything. So they said, do you have a pool? I go, yeah, I got a pool. You know what the pool was? The creek in the back in Dozier's Woods. You have cherry bombs? I got cherry bombs. You know what the cherry bombs were? Cherries I threw at cars. And I will never forget.
That's hilarious.
Wow, I think I saw that. I think they still have a little.
About right there.
What is it? That's an above ground pool right there. So is the greenhouse still there? Anyway, they come over and they were so disappointed and I never hung out with them again, right? So now there's this gang in like the rich kids, the rich Jewish kids in the school. They were getting together in Atlanta where I was performing. They said, hey, we're going to come see you. And we got together beforehand and Flip Schwartz was there. And I literally go, I'm saying to myself, you know, this stuff stays with you.
Yeah.
You know, he would never remember that. We all get there. Hey, guys, how's it going? He goes, remember the time you invited us over for cherry bombs?
You fucking piece
cherry
of
bombs
shit.
And swimming. And you said the creek is where you swim. They literally left. I never saw them again. And I was dying. I go, oh my God, he remembered all this years later. And that's why I'm a comedian.
Craig, thank you for doing this, dude. This was a lot of fun, man. Thank
I worked
you for,
up a sweat. I swear, I'm actually hot
you
here
can do this
with
all
these
day,
memories, and with the CIA over here.
Woo! Your husband better never step out on you. I'll tell you what. Oh, who's this?
That's me.
You got a strong stash, bro.
Oh yeah, I had a Boogie Nights thing going on. Those are my porn days. I actually did a porn once.
No.
We don't have time for this story.
Yeah, no. Promote everything.
Well, it wasn't
right there.
A real porn, but I'll bring it the next time. All right. That's a way back story, also. I have a career outside of porn now.
Yeah, you do. A strong one, bro. You keep it that way. Tell them where they can find you.
CraigShoemaker.com, official Craig Shoemaker, all that stuff. LinkedIn, I've got a business, Laughterworks, with an X. Go to Laughterworks.com. We go to companies and corporations. We help them laugh, lift the vibration of the world, man. That's what we got to do.
I love it.
You're doing it every day.
Thank you for being here, brother.
You got it, man.
As always, Ryan Sickler on all your social media. Thanks for supporting the show. We'll talk to you all next week.